You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, YKHC's tobacco prevention and cessation.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wellness Wednesday, hosted by YKHC's Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program. My name is Melanie Plucky Rowland, and I am the Tobacco Prevention Outreach Specialist. We are going to be talking about New Year's Eve resolutions today, about quitting smoking and using smokeless tobacco, including IQMIC. I have Victoria Galanopoulos. She's the Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Coordinator. She's here for support for your questions and comments about nicotine replacement therapy. And also, I have Grady here with me. We are doing a live show. We are talking about New Year's Eve resolutions quitting tobacco because December is a natural time to begin thinking of New Year's resolutions and a healthy start of 2019.
Good morning.
Good morning, Plucky.
Good morning. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yes. So I'm Victoria Galanopoulos, as you said before, and I've been living here in Bethel for a year, and I'm a tobacco treatment specialist and the coordinator for the tobacco cessation program. So if any of our callers or listeners out there have questions about how to quit, setting up a quit plan, please call in and I'd be happy to answer those questions for you.
So I'm here, I'm Grady Deaton here from KYUK, and I'm just here to tell callers that you can call in anytime to share your quit tip or inspire others to quit. Feel free to call in and encourage tobacco users to quit by calling 907-543-5985. That's 543-KYUK or 543-2756. Alternatively, you can call 1-800-995-8954. If you're unable to call, you can also email those questions or comments to radio@kyuk.org because we'd love to hear from you. Plucky was telling me that we were going to talk about resolutions and goals. You know, the definition of a resolution is a firm decision to do or not do something, or the action of solving a problem, dispute, or a contentious matter, whereas a goal is an object of a person's ambition or effort, or an aim or a desired result. Plucky, what did you find as far as the difference between resolutions versus goals?
So Americans often approach their New Year's resolutions as lofty ideals rather than goals to set and meet. The problem with lofty ideals is that they're not very effective behavior modifiers. Behavior modification, more than anything, is what will help you harness your ambition and actually reach your desired destinations in life. For instance, anyone can say, I want to be a better person in the new year, or I want to lose weight so I could feel better about myself. However, these classic resolutions have a few application points for the everyday behaviors that make the difference in the long run. With that said, it's better to approach New Year's resolutions as attainable goals rather than as vision statements for your future. It's completely acceptable to resolve to be a better person, but that resolution without accompanying goals is like unlikely to move you from your couch and into action. If you set reasonable and strongly wordedly goals, however, you're far more likely to modify the behaviors that will help you fulfill your vision for the future.
So what I'm hearing you say there is that the difference between a resolution and a goal can be seen in maybe this following classic New Year's Eve resolution example. So here's the New Year's resolution one. I'm going to lose weight in the new year. Here's a New Year's goal to slam up against that. I will lose 15 pounds by spring break, and I will do so by working out 3 days a week while also reducing my food intake to 1,500 calories per day. That sounds like a goal versus a resolution. What do you think?
Yes, it does. It sounds like the SMART method. So the goal is different than the resolution because it is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time limited, the SMART method. Statistically speaking, you're far likely to lose 15 pounds with the goal than you are likely to lose any weight with the resolution. You can still call them New Year's resolutions, but if you want resolutions with staying power, you're going to have to set them as SMART goals.
I'd love to point this out. You don't need to wait to make goals for yourself. Goals are important to have in your life because it brings you happiness and they keep your mind and body healthy. Before you set a goal for yourself, you have to know your strengths and your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. So you have to identify, list down your reasons to quit using tobacco and identify your motivation to quit and write the reasons like on a post note and hang them around your work office, your home, where you normally smoke cigarettes at, you know, to keep yourself occupied of don't smoke cigarettes. It's to help you to quit.
To keep you reminded that what you're, the track you're on.
Yes.
Speaking of reminders, let me remind the callers. Let me remind the callers to call in to 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK or 543-2756. Alternatively, 1-800-995-8954. We are waiting for your calls now in this live call-in show.
Yes, we want you to call in and share your quit tip and to help encourage others to quit using tobacco because, like I said, December is a natural month to think about improving your health and yourself to be healthy, you know?
For me, oh, go ahead.
So, Plucky, let me tie this into tobacco cessation. So let's say that somebody wants to improve their health. Mm-hmm. And we know that if you're a tobacco user, the single most important thing that you can do to improve your health is to quit using tobacco. Then that would be a goal. So your resolution might be to improve your health in 2019. And then a goal would be to quit using tobacco. And then you have strategies of how you're going to obtain that goal. So a strategy might be joining or entering into a tobacco cessation program. Mm-hmm. Another strategy might be recruiting the support of your family and friends to help you quit using tobacco. Mm-hmm. A third strategy might be using a pharmaceutical, a nicotine replacement therapy to help relieve the physical withdrawal of tobacco. So would you say that that's a pretty accurate description?
Yeah. And also, you could also call the Alaska Quit Line because that is also another resource to use to quit using tobacco if you don't want to use the resources here that's already provided.
Well, resources are about the more the merrier, right?
Yes.
You know, dive into YKHC and come in and see you guys. Get online and take advantage of the resources that are available there. Find out, you know, helps help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Grady, because there are so many tobacco cessation resources now. We have a This Is Quitting, a text to quit program. So if you are somebody that likes to use your phone a lot, there's a quitting program that you can subscribe to that will send you messages about quitting and keep you on track with quitting. And then there is, of course, you know, the walk-in YKHC tobacco cessation program, the Alaska Tobacco Quit Line. There's just so many different resources now to help people quit.
You know, Victoria, you were talking about different things to keep it fresh in the mind. And, you know, in my history or just remembering, many people that I know who've had success quitting, who had trouble getting to that success, found it through replacing, you know, the gum, not necessarily the tobacco gum. I mean, not necessarily the nicotine gum, just replacing the actual physical act of taking a cigarette out of the pack and lighting it up with taking a piece of gum out of the wrapper, unwrapping it and putting it in their mouth. And I found three or four of my friends in my history have found that to be the only way to really get over it. Of course, in Boston, Massachusetts, we have the Mad Russian. You familiar with this?
No.
Hypnotism, but that's a whole other thing.
Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, actually, you know, it's funny. My stepsister went to the Mad Russian. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, there's a guy who has a extremely... We'll look it up. You'll have to look it up after the show. But there's a guy in Cambridge, Massachusetts who's been using hypnotism as a cessation therapy successfully with resounding success for many, many years. Of course, I can't speak to it other than that anecdote.
Mm-hmm. Well, Grady, I'm glad that you brought that up as far as, the time that's used for quitting tobacco. You do need to the time that we spend using tobacco does need to be replaced by something else. And that's a part of putting your quit program together. So even, if you're a smoker, you think about the time that you open up your pack of cigarettes, you light your cigarette up, you find your lighter, you light your cigarette up, and then you smoke it. And at minimum, that process is about 5 minutes. So if you're a pack a day smoker, you've got 20 opportunities in a day that you're using 5 minutes up. And so you have to really think about, what are you going to replace that time with? We do oftentimes hear people say, I don't know what to do with myself. I've all of a sudden have all this free time that I never had before. And so we talk about making some changes, like incorporating a physical activity, a new exercise program.
Excuse me, sorry, we have a caller in. We have Nate. Could you please, you're online.
Hello, Nate.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Nate, would you like to share your quit story?
Of course, but first I'd like to wish a happy birthday. No, I'm just kidding.
Hello.
All right, what you got for me?
So, would you like to share your quit story? This is the Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Wellness Wednesday radio show.
Yeah, for sure. So how I quit, or what would you like to know?
So how did you quit?
Nate, maybe you could tell us just a little bit, first of all, your history with tobacco. So, for example, when did you start using tobacco, and how long were you using it? What led you up to your quitting, and then how did you quit and stay quit?
For sure. Okay, so I started chewing tobacco pretty early 20s. I'd probably say 20 years old. I started when I was working construction at a roofing company for the high school, and I've been pretty stuck on it for on and off 3 or 4, maybe 5 years. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of got sick of chewing. I knew I wanted to quit, and I knew that I didn't want to do that forever, because I'm a fairly healthy person. And what triggered me to chew was playing video games or something that kind of activated my mind, like playing games or just anything, pretty mm-hmm. much. I tried just cutting, trying to quit cold turkey. But that didn't really help. So I downloaded this app on my phone, and it's called Dream Days. Mm-hmm. And from there, I knew that I wanted to quit. I bought a full can of tobacco chew, and I set it there. And I was like, okay, it's time. I'm done. I don't want to chew anymore. I don't want my breath to stink or have cavities. Been to the dental department so many times. Mm-hmm. But anyway, going back to quitting, it's from my Dream Days app, and I titled it Last Dip, and I started it in September 29th, 2014. That's exactly 1,528 days ago.
Congratulations.
4 years, 2 months, and 6 days.
Cool beans.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been that long since I touched tobacco dip.
That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations. And how did you maintain to be tobacco free?
Every time I felt like I had an itch to chew, mm-hmm. I would look at my Dream Days app. and look at my phone and saw that I was like 2 days. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll try 3 days. And then eventually it went from a week to 2 weeks, then a month, then 6 months, then a year. I was like, okay, I think I'm going to just keep on going with this. And here we are, 4 years later.
Hey, Nate, I'm curious about something. So, yeah. Because you say that when you had the urge, you picked up the app. And there's that place right there. That's where I'm curious. You have the urge. How do you push yourself to pick up the app and look at that and look at your streak? How do you urge yourself to not go for the can or go to the store, but instead look at the app?
Just picking up my phone and I'm a very dedicated person. Once I set my mind to something, I want to complete it. So having that app, it made my dedication a lot stronger. And since then, I haven't touched it. Like to this day, friends that offer me tobacco chew, or if I like even smell it, I kind of get sick in the stomach because it's just disgusting how it smells. And then I definitely don't want to put that back in my mouth.
Nate, I have a question for you. Can you tell us a little bit about the app? Because what is inside? What sits inside? Does it tell you how your body is recovering? So if you've been tobacco-free for a day, does it give you that information?
For sure. For the app, I actually downloaded it because I'm a traveler. I travel a lot. So I like to, set trips aside. And then I'll, for instance, I'm going on a trip in about 22 days. So I'll put that in my Dream Date app. It's basically like a calendar countdown to like an anniversary or a trip or something memorable. So, yeah, it's basically like a calendar pretty much.
Something to reward yourself to.
Yeah, you're using it to keep track of your streaks of tobacco-free days. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's the longest active streak that I have there. And I also use that mostly for traveling, too, to see how many days that I have left to travel for.
And, Nate, does it calculate the money that you've saved since you quit using tobacco? Because I know some apps will do that, too.
You know what? I was actually kind of wishing that it did because I've probably saved over, I don't know, maybe tens of thousands of dollars, which helped me live my dreams of snowboarding, going to different states. And one of my goals is to go out of state for snowboarding. So not out of country, like to Japan or New Zealand. So.
Well, for our listeners that are out there, I do know that there are apps that will calculate by each day. So if you're on day two, it will tell you how your body's recovering. And then it will also tell you that you've saved $20 so far. So I'll try to, during the show, I'll try to find a couple of different apps. But Nate, this app that you're using, it's Dream Days. So DREAMS Days. Is that correct?
It's DREAM. DAYS, one word.
Okay.
Dream Days.
Okay. Thank you.
And then also another fact, I would buy a can every 2 weeks. So it was weekly that I was buying true. So yeah, twice a week, like probably Monday, then I'd have it until Friday. Then I would have chew for the weekend and then go back. So it was like a routine schedule, but I'm definitely glad that that's away from my life now, and I'm a much healthier person from it.
So it sounds like you defined the reasons for wanting to quit, and it sounds like as you progress in your quitting endeavor, you also defined the reasons to stay quit. It sounds like snowboarding is one of those. I know that we're short on time, so we're going to say goodbye to this caller, and Plucky has more stuff to go on with. Have a nice day, Nate.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, Nate.
So many people choose the new year to set a resolution to quit tobacco. It is important to support your friends and family as they make a huge step in changing their lifestyle and improving their health. Sometimes it can be hard to know how to support someone in their efforts to quit. What do you say? What do you do?
I think, as the last caller noted, and as we were talking before, it's obvious that understanding that it's difficult, mm-hmm. realizing it's not easy is probably key.
Mm-hmm. So, identifying your old habits and breaking them down, and it takes time and planning, and it doesn't. Like your mood, you notice that your mood changes, and you just have to be patient with the people who are trying to quit and try not to make it personal when they have mood changes or any lifestyles they're trying to do to help benefit their lifestyle.
Face it, if it was easy, there wouldn't be the need for the whole department at the hospital, right? Mm-hmm. There wouldn't be a need for us talking about different apps. There wouldn't mm-hmm. be there's a huge app ecosystem. It looks like Victoria has picked up a few different cessation apps that might be there to assist people. So it is hard to quit, and there's lots of stuff out there. Ooh.
Yeah, so in relation to quitting and identifying your triggers, one of the most common reasons that we hear people returning or relapsing when trying to quit is stress. So if you've identified that stress is an issue for you, and that maybe previously you've quit and gone back to it because of a stressful event, then that would be something that we would talk about. If you entered into our program, we would explore, okay, so what things can you do to manage your stress? Have you ever tried guided meditation? Do you know about deep breathing? So there's several different strategies that we can help coach you through for stress management.
Some of those coping strategies also serve to be ways of keeping occupied. They can be replacements in and of themselves. And mm-hmm. I know that last caller, Nate, mentioned that having goals and things that filled up the vacuum that's created by his addictive behaviors. I wish we get him off the line before asking him what he does while he plays video games now. That's why I'm curious if he's,
Mm-hmm.
But keeping people occupied and engaged in activities is important, huh, Plucky?
Yeah, keeping new activities like going for a walk, maybe catch a movie, subsistence lifestyle like fishing, bear picking, hunting, cook a good meal or take a walk. There are many things you could do to help support people with cravings. These things will also help reduce stress that often comes with quitting tobacco.
Just like 5 minutes left, but people can still get in on the lines at 543-5985 or 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954.
Thank you. So please call in and share your quit tip for a quick sec. We would love to hear from how you quit, and it would help others encouraged to quit for the New Year's resolutions. So when a person wants to quit using tobacco, I would like to say, support them. Don't be too hard on them if they slip, because that doesn't help them with their mood behaviors, and it just, it'll help them. It'll encourage them to get back on using tobacco. So a slip is when someone is trying to quit using tobacco, but shortly get back on track. But we would like to encourage people, encourage them how far the progress they've made, and to live a tobacco-free life.
I know that for myself, because I've quit smoking now 3 times, I don't get on my too hard on myself when I'm in the midst of, mm-hmm. we'll call it relapse, because I know that ultimately I want to quit, right? But when I'm free, it's those things like that last caller Nate mentioned. It's when I allow myself to kind of lean into the negative memories, mm-hmm. like the way the cigarette tasted poor, the way that I felt, negative feelings, and I let myself lean into that. When I'm reminded of my past, I say, I'm so happy to be away from that. And that and that reinforcement.
Yeah.
It sounds like Nate does the same thing. I know that other people might find the same thing useful.
So if people are becoming, you know, so if they set a goal and set a goal, like a specific date of when to quit, you know, support them, help them quit, provide resources. And also if they quit for several days, then help them celebrate their success. Excuse me, we have a we have a person named Christopher calling. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Sure.
Would you like to share your quit story?
I don't necessarily have a quit story. I have a question about several attempts to quit and not being successful.
Okay, wonderful.
Go ahead with your question.
Well, my question is, you know, I've tried nicotine patches. I haven't had a lot of success with the nicotine patches, and I just wondered, you know, what might be some other options.
Okay. So when you said that you didn't have success with them, can you tell me a little bit more about that?
You know, I would wear the patches and then eventually just start smoking again within 3 weeks or whatever. You know, either a stressor would come up of some sort, something at work, or I don't know, just whatever, you know, the stressor was, and I would just pick up a cigarette again.
Right. Okay, yeah, those behaviors and those go-to are really hard to change. You know, we would talk to you about how long have you been using tobacco? You know, what strategies have you used to cope through stress, and you know, help you identify other ways of dealing with it if that was the issue, stress. We'd actually want to make sure that you're using the nicotine replacement therapy correctly. So is it staying on you? Is it, when are you applying it? Are you wearing it all night? So that's the first thing we would do, is make sure that you're using your
medication. I have weird dreams when I wear it all night.
Okay. Yeah, that happens.
I've accidentally left it on before, but I've quit before for 10 years.
Okay. And why don't you tell us about that time? How did you quit that time?
A friend of mine and myself, we bet each other $50. And that was one motivator, I guess. And then the second thing that we did was I got a box of those Tic Tacs and I filled it up with toothpicks.
Ah, yes.
And carried it in my shirt pocket and in my replacement of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And every time I wanted a cigarette, I would just chew on a toothpick so it would give my hands and my mouth something to do.
That was the successful time you're talking about?
Yes.
Successful.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Christopher. We do oftentimes hear people that that's a replacement. So a lot of times people will chew on straws or they'll chew on toothpicks, suck on something. They'd like to have something in their mouth.
Right.
So that is a good strategy and something that we talk about, too. I'm glad that worked for you for 10 years. So you have some good information to carry you over. And then getting back to the NRT, I know we have just a few minutes. If the patches didn't work for you, or maybe they weren't strong enough, that's the other thing we would look at, is did we dose you correctly based on your current tobacco use? If we did, then we might say, well, let's take a look at dual therapy. So let's take a look at wearing a patch and then also supplementing that with nicotine gum or nicotine lozenges and see if that helps you to get over that stressful time or, you know, whatever event is making you go back to using tobacco.
You know, the gum could possibly work because at least it would give my mouth something to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I haven't tried that yet, so maybe I should try that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Christopher, for calling in.
Thank you, Christopher.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Okay. All right.
So getting back, looking at the time, we don't have any time, but I would like to thank Victoria and Grady for joining me along for the Wellness Wednesday today. And I would like to thank Nate and Christopher for calling in. If you have any questions or comments, please call 907-543-5985 or 2756. Or if you have, if you're not able to call, please email your questions or comments to radio@kyuk.org. And also, we'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Plucky. And just so anybody has, if anybody has any questions about how to quit tobacco, they want to enroll in our tobacco program at YKHC. We are in the hospital right next to the pharmacy. You can walk in or you can call us at 543-6312. And if you're not ready to enroll in the program but just have some questions, we're happy to talk to you about that as well. So,
also, if you're not if you're not comfortable of getting our resources, please call the Alaska Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Kuyana.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK. A show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.